things in Hawaii. Pineapple, papaya, and chocolate macadamia nuts. But did you know that Hawaii also grows sweet potatoes? Hi, I'm KT and I'm standing here in a young sweet potato patch. And I'd like to introduce you to sweet potatoes Hawaii style. Come on, let's go. Sweet potatoes grow as a vine, but the sweet potato itself grows underground. Let's go to a different field and see how they harvest mature sweet potatoes. Look at all of these. These are Okinawan sweet potatoes. The purple colored flesh is not only beautiful, but has a nice velvety texture. Okinawan sweet potato is grown by breaking off about 6 inches of the shoot and planting it. It takes about 6 months before they are ready to harvest. Here in Hawaii, we also grow what is called Moloka'i sweet potato. Its flesh is an orange color and its texture is smoother than an Okinawan sweet potato. Hawaii-grown sweet potatoes are not only tasty, they're interesting and good for you. Nutritionally, they contain about 108 to 121 calories per 100 gram serving, 1.9 grams of protein, 21 to 37 milligrams of vitamin C, and traces of thiamine, riboflavin, and niacin. Now let's get cleaned up and go into the kitchen and see what interesting dishes we can make out of these.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Chef Roy.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, what do you have for me today?
Today we have some Moloka'i sweet potato and Okinawan sweet potato.
Okay, you know what? Why don't we work with the Moloka'i potatoes first? I'm going to grab this one, okay? I think the first thing I want to do is make sure you always wash the potatoes, and of course you got to wash your hands before you get started, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to peel these. And you can see they're almost like they're sweet potatoes, look like yams, okay? Mm-hmm. All you want to do is peel this. And you know what? I find that these potatoes cook up pretty fast. You know, compared to the Okinawan potatoes, it seems like this potato just takes less time to cook. I don't really know why, but it just seems like, maybe because it feels kind of lighter also, but it just cooks up really fast. So, you know, I don't really make sure you don't cook it too long.
Okay.
So I'm going to just peel this. Okay, once it's peeled, I'm going to just brush this to the side. And all I'm going to do with this is I have a little casserole dish, okay? And I'm gonna slice these, and of course you can slice them as thick as you like. I'm gonna cut them probably about a half an inch or so.
Okay.
I'm gonna slice this. And what I wanna do is after I slice this, I just wanna kind of arrange this casserole dish, okay? So I'm gonna kind of layer it just like just like scales of a fish, okay? And just layer this, as you see, little one by one, kind of press it down a little bit. And with this, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna add some of this local honey from a little bee farm right here. I'm gonna put that over. This is a very, very simple dish. Kind of good to go with maybe turkey or, you know, roast pork. Mm. So I'll put that honey right there. And then next thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get some of this butter, and when you do the butter, all you just want to do is just slice a little butter and kind of just layer this butter just right on top, and as this thing bakes, the butter will kind of melt down and kind of keep that sweet potato moist and the Moloka'i potato moist. And then what you want to do is continually, it's kind of like cooking a turkey, you want to keep on basting it. And then I have some really nice brown sugar from the island of Maui. So I'm going to kind of put this over. And what this does is it'll also caramelize the potatoes. It'll get nice and brown. Okay, so when this is kind of ready right now, so I'm going to put this in the oven and let it bake for about 30 minutes. How's that?
Okay.
That's good. Okay, KT, I think it's ready now, so I'm going to pull it out. Oh, look at this. Doesn't it look great?
Wow, it looks delicious.
Doesn't it look delicious?
Does.
See, it just butter, honey, and some brown sugar for about half an hour, and there you have it right there. Okay, the next dish I'm going to do, you know, since you brought some of the Okinawan potato, I'm going to grab this one right here. Okay. Same thing. All you want to do is peel it. And this is kind of interesting because, you know, you can, it looks, the outside is white. Mm-hmm. And then you can see this little traces of streaks of purple, can't you?
Yeah.
Kind of looks purple, kind of looks yellowish. And the more you kind of go down into it, you're going to find that you're going to find more purple as you go deeper. So, you know, as I peel it like this, of course, you don't want to peel the whole thing because that'll just waste the meat, the flesh itself. So all you want to do is kind of get this and just peel the potato. And then what I want to do is I'm going to cut the edges off. And all I want to do is I'm going to boil this just like you're doing boiling potatoes. The same theory, just salt, hot water, boil it. And then once it's boiled, I'm going to make a mash out of it, okay?
Okay.
I'll let this cook for about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. All I'm going to do is just boil this just like making mashed potatoes. And then when it's done, I'm going to take it out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, KT, it's ready. So I'm going to just take this right on the counter again. Okay, KT, I'm going to get this Okinawan potato. Okay, so you can see, turns color, right? Nice and purple. So look at this. It's unbelievable.
It's a nice color.
After it cooks, it turns into that really nice purple color. I just can't believe it. It's just kind of bluish on the outside, but mm-hmm. the inside is just nice and purple, and it's kind of looks like a Peruvian potato, but it's so much sweeter. And this is just a great potato to use because it's nice and colorful. You know, I'm gonna put all this in there. So I got this masher here. So just, you know, you're just making a mashed Molokai potato. Look at that. It's nice, right? So you treat it just like a potato, except for it's sweeter. Okay, so I'm gonna do the same thing as I said before. It's like making mashed potatoes. So I'm gonna get this. All you want to do is put salt, okay?
Okay.
Then I had some little milk and butter, okay? I want to put that right in there. And just to show you how simple it is, I'm going to use a tong.
This. Wow, that looks good.
Huh? What do you think?
Looks delicious. A nice color purple.
Nice color, huh? Nice and purple, so I'm going to get that. And I'm going to just do a simple thing. You know what? I'm just going to put it right on this plate, okay? To show you that it's so simple to make and it's so yummy. So here it is. Look at this. I didn't even need a whisk. Look at that.
Wow.
Nice and purple. Again, so you can serve that with your favorite pork dish, chicken, you know, roast turkey. And again, here's the sweet potato. So we have the Molokai sweet potato, and then we have the Okinawan sweet potato too, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
They're both great. So again, use them the way you like it. Baked chicken, turkey, whatever you like.
Okay.
That's it.
Thanks, Chef Roy. Okay,
thanks, KT. Not a problem.